The Bible teaches that you are a body. You have eyes and you have ears and you have a nose and you have a tongue and you have feet and you have hands. You're a body. But the Bible teaches also that you are a living soul. And the Bible teaches that your body is temporary. Your body is going to go to the grave. But your soul is going to live forever and ever. Your soul is eternal. And Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Many of you have gained part of the world. You've never gained all the world. But Jesus said, if you gained all the pleasure and all the wisdom and all the riches in the whole world and lost your soul, you would have made a poor bargain.
It's unfortunate that many people don't see it that way. They think the material things that they acquire in this world, like cars or motorcycles or houses or clothing or whatever it may be, they think that's the thing that is so impressive and so much to pursue that you're willing to do anything for it. That is the human tragedy, because you have replaced people with things. You should be spending all of that time into being a positive influence into another brother or sister's life. But instead, you want to spend all the time trying to gain things, buy things, see things. Yet, that's not how it's supposed to be. As he said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet he loses his eternal soul? I know I'm not going to risk it. And if you've listened to us here at Neo 420 Talks, that you know that we have been determined to stay on our faith-based march for years. We're not out here today just talking about this. You could go back 3 years ago or 5 years ago and hear the same message. We have been an imploring voice out here, brothers and sisters, to communicate the need for all of us to build a relationship with our Heavenly Father, God Almighty. And only through His Son, Jesus Christ, can we get to know Him. Because Jesus said, it's only through me. He said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. And no one gets to the Father without me. Everything that Jesus said came true. He's believable. He cannot lie. He did not lie. He will not lie. And I'm going to tell you that you get to know Jesus Christ. He will change your life. I pray that for you today, brothers and sisters. As this is Neo 420 Talks, the podcast, speaking truth against the lies.
For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul, said Jesus in Matthew 16. There are many of you that are selling your soul, your eternal spirit, for a little bit of this world. But Jesus said, suppose you got all the oil of the Middle East, all the gold in South Africa, all the diamonds in Holland, all the wealth of the whole world, and you had it all the music, all the culture, all the philosophy, all the psychology of the world, you had it all and lost your soul, it wouldn't be worth it. And yet you are losing your soul for just a little bit of it. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not to have money. Nowhere in the Bible does God condemn a wealthy man unless he misuses it or unless he got it the wrong way. Then he's condemned. But the Bible says, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now, what does that word world mean? It's cosmos. It means a world system dominated by evil. That evil part of the world system in which we live. Friendship with that means enmity with God. And God says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Worldliness in the New Testament meant the relationship that people had with their social environment. We're to be separated from the evils of the world. Now, perhaps you saw those huge pictures on television a few months ago of some 40 whales who, for some unknown biological reason, beached themselves and died. They left their living environment for one of death and died. And many of you have left the environment of living in the scriptures and living for God and gone out into the world, and your soul is dead toward God. It's like the lemming in Scandinavia. They band together and for some unknown reason walk down into the ocean and die. You deliberately bring on your own spiritual death. You promote your own eternal death by going with the evils of the world round about you. And the world round about you squeezes you into its mold, and it becomes a hindrance to you coming to Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says you're going to have to give up the wrong things that are in the world, the lust and the greed and the hate and the prejudice and the materialism part of the world that's wrong. You have to turn from when you come to Christ. And that's the reason it's so hard to follow Christ in the modern day. It's not easy to be a Christian. I'm not going to fool you. I would think it's more difficult to be a Christian right now in modern America or modern Western world than any other part of the world. You see, to be a Christian in some parts of the Orient or some parts of the world, you have to really stand for Christ and you have to suffer. But in a country where there's no suffering and no physical persecution, it's rather easy just to slide along. Really not knowing Christ, calling yourself a Christian, but not really being a Christian, not a New Testament Christian. And there are thousands of people like that have gone to church all their lives and been baptized and confirmed, but still not knowing Christ.